What do we mean when we say supply chains? The goal of educating internal leadership, external partners, and other stakeholders on supply chains is to get everyone to see the supply chain as a strategic asset. A supply chain transformation is a tough sell. While supply chain professionals generally have a good idea of the need for and benefits of a cross-functional and integrated supply chain, it is dangerous to assume that business professionals in other functional areas or organizations also share this view. Individuals have pre-existing ideas on supply chains and how they impact operational strategy. These assumptions guide their decision-making. They may champion fixes or improvements that help their area at the expense of another. They will resist any potential loss of control. Before attempting to sell people on an overall optimal and customer value-driven supply chain, it is vital to develop a shared understanding of what is meant by a supply chain, and in particular, multiple supply chains. While modern supply chains are complex, transformation professionals need to learn how to demystify them in terms that a given audience will relate to. Getting buy-in on this may take time and persistence. Exhibit 1-1 presents a graphic of a supply chain and its forward product/service flows, bidirectional information flows, reverse cash flows, and reverse strategic requirements flows. The B2B, business-to-business returns, customer returns, and refunds are examples of reverse supply chain flows. Exhibit 1-1, supply chain as end-to-end process. The most critical concept to clarify in a supply chain illustration is how the horizontal end-to-end supply chain relates to the vertical functional areas in its own organization and in its business partner organizations. Even the parts of a supply chain that are managed within a single company cannot be encompassed by a single functional area. Organizations with relatively mature supply chains may have many things under the control of a supply chain manager: strategic sourcing, procurement, production planning, logistics, customer and supplier relationship management. But integrating all of supply and demand would include control over product design, demand management and forecasting, customer service, and more. While some amount of functional consolidation may be desirable, specialization remains necessary. What each stakeholder needs to know is that a supply chain is an expansive process that exceeds even the functional areas they might call supply chain management, logistics, physical supply, or distribution. A good way to describe a supply chain is to say it is a horizontal process that must flow through vertical functions. The following definitions indicate the breadth of this process. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, a supply chain is the network of suppliers that deliver products from raw materials to end customers through either an engineered or transactional flow of information, goods, and money. The dictionary defines supply chain management as the design, planning, execution, control, and monitoring of supply chain activities with the objective of creating net value, building a competitive infrastructure, leveraging worldwide logistics, synchronizing supply with demand, and measuring performance globally. Another important concept to educate stakeholders on is the need to have a supply chain strategy that creates the necessary capabilities for customer satisfaction, retention, and market share growth. Note how in Exhibit 1-1 there is an arrow at the top titled Strategic Requirements. Strategic requirements for supply chain strategy come from the customer and flow upstream. The needs of suppliers or manufacturing are a traditional, but misleading, starting point for supply chain strategy simply because customers have options. When customer segments have very different service requirements, a single supply chain will be unlikely to keep all of them satisfied. More than one supply chain may be necessary, such as a fast and responsive but expensive one and a slow but cheap one. A common trap is for stakeholders to assume that a supply chain needs to be excellent at every variable. Educating stakeholders on the concept that there is no single supply chain that can or should do this will help. If distinct supply chains are needed, emphasize that each can have its own strategy and transformation process. This will reduce transformation complexity and keep a strategy from trying to be everything to everyone. As customer requirements move upstream, they must flow through not only various supply chain partners, but also through each of an organization's functional areas that relate to the supply chain. Get stakeholders to think about these flows. How smooth is this flow? Do the areas create barriers or add value? Who is the process owner for the cross-functional process? In less mature supply chain organizations, the answer to this last question may be no one. Supply chain management helps ensure that a specific person is accountable for defining this process and that the process has the right capabilities as defined by customers. Getting buy-in for this concept is the crux of turning a series of individual leaders into a team. It won't be easy. One small step in the right direction may include getting these area leaders to map out a supply chain process they partly manage, such as the order-to-payment process. Create a swim lane chart that shows how even this sub-process requires more than one functional area to work together. Another argument is that supply chain excellence will add economic value to the organization. For example, economic value added, or EVA, also called economic profit, by generating returns in excess of the capital required to generate that profit. Barriers reduce or destroy this value.